This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
giddy up, let's rock and roll for another hour.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hi, friends, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Got a weekend here coming up. Might be a good time to shop for a new set of wheels. You can start right now at PuckledgeValleyCity.com or stop and see them on Main Avenue in Valley City. Just tell them Scott said you're great folks to do, great folks, good place to do business. A lot of the pre-owned vehicles are vehicles they sold new, came back in. They know how to take care of their customers there, too. Service after the sale, just a bunch of great people. Puckledge. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Seven past the hour, we have nothing new on the speaker race. Best I can tell, this meeting is still going. Some members must be streaming out because we're getting a little bit of bits and pieces from some of the reporters on the ground. Representative Barr of Kentucky said, I think Jim Jordan should be given a shot. There were two identical candidates self-identified, Steve and Jim Jordan. They both stepped forward. If he can get to 217, he should be given the opportunity to try to get there. So, as you have been calling for, Kevin Flynn, they're in a room trying to sort it out.
Well, don't come out till you get a name. And don't guess on who's going to vote how. Well, I mean, don't wonder how, you know, have a name, have a play, have a plan, execute the plan. And if you can't come to an agreement, like I've been saying, put the names in a hat and draw one. I don't care. Just get somebody. Start making some decisions. Get to work.
This is not work.
This is process and nonsense.
It's not a good look.
At all.
It's not
and
a good
I,
look.
You know, I get the Matt Gaetz thing and I, both sides of that, but for the most part, I think the bull needs, the China shop needs more bulls in it like Matt Gaetz, but you can't do this all overnight, is my thing.
Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. Who knows what's going to happen in this meeting, or if there'll be others, or they'll continue all weekend long. Hard to say. We will keep you posted. Also, former Hamas leader calling for a day of jihad today, so many places are on alert. I just see a bulletin was put out for New York City that a violent group is planning a protest in Times Square this afternoon. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Senator
imagine if the white supremacists were gathering to have a little protest, Scott, how people would be losing their ever-flippin' loving minds over that one. But that's, you know, stand with Palestine.
Senator Kevin Cramer is here for our weekly talk radio town hall. If you have a question for him, call us, 701-271-1100. You can also text in your questions, 701-237-1590. Love your emails, too, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Senator Cramer, welcome back to the talk radio town hall. Oh, okay, we lost our connection to Kevin Ellis.
I might have upset him. I might have upset him. He might have hung up on us.
Senator Cramer,
I didn't upset you, did I?
Something Kevin said?
Well, actually, no. It was more like my wrong finger going to the wrong button on my phone, something like that, I think.
It happens. Welcome back. Glad to have you.
Me too.
Let's talk first about what you know about the current status of events in Israel and the battle with Hamas.
Well, probably about as much as you do. I mean, we get some briefings, but the things change so fast and move so fast. This this day of jihad that you were just talking about is obviously very concerning. But that's, of course, not necessarily confined to Israel. Obviously, that is there are jihadists all over the country, all over the world. They travel pretty freely, obviously, in certain areas, particularly our southern border. So you never really know. But you know, you don't even have to be. Well, you can be a democratic socialist in the United States Congress, and you might have to be worried, considering where their sympathies lie. So I'm just sort of struck by how much anti-Semitism is in our own country, and I've seen it up close. I've seen it in a little bit in some North Dakota communities, even. That's very disturbing, obviously. I've seen it in some of our, you know, some of our more moderate or liberal mainstream Christian churches, where you see sympathy for the Palestinians much more so than you do for God's chosen people. And this is yet one more example of just the cultural slippage of in our own country, where moral equivalents are drawn between factions that are not morally equal in any way, shape, or form. And we are suffering greatly from that. We need from that lack of clarity. As I said yesterday on Fox, some things are need to be nuanced. Some geopolitical circumstances need to be nuanced, and then there are those that don't. You know, that we need to be much clearer about who's right and who's wrong when there's no doubt about it.
Is there any question as to Iran's involvement here?
No, there's not. I mean, there's no question, because Hamas, like Hezbollah, they wouldn't fart without orders from Iran. That's just the way it is. It's so crystal clear. And Iran has been empowered by liberals in the United States of America. They were coddled by Barack Obama and Joe Biden. They were given cash. They were given the green light to create a nuclear weapon. You might recall, Scott, in my campaign for the Senate, one of the issues that drove a lot of voters my way was the Iran nuclear deal, because my predecessor supported it. And it's unexplainable to most people with common sense. And then, of course, Donald Trump ended it, put sanctions on them. And then Joe Biden, on the first day in office, started lifting the sanctions and green-lighting more energy development in Iran, and now, you know, sends them money. Just recently sent them $6 billion, which hopefully we've locked down now in Qatar. And hopefully they will never get. My banking team right now is working on a sanctions package. As you know, I signed a letter with Senator Rick Scott and a number of my colleagues to get the G7 together. In other words, it's time for Joe Biden to demonstrate some clear, leadership on the global stage, and instead of just sort of stumbling around and telling jokes. And they get the G7, these big countries with big economies and at least some shared values of freedom and democracy, and to get them to collectively put sanctions on Iran, not just primary sanctions, but secondary sanctions. That is to say, yes, if you're Iran, you're sanctioned. If you're a leader in Iran, you're sanctioned. If you're industry in Iran, you're sanctioned. And we follow that money, we lock them out and lock it up. But if you're a country that does business with Iran, we're going to put sanctions on you as well. If you're a business from another country, you're going to – these are what are called secondary sanctions, and we're going to put sanctions on you. We've got to leverage everything we have, including the peaceful tools of economic power and energy, Scott. I mean, the idea that we cut back our own oil production while we give Iran and Venezuela and Russia the green light to produce more is so nonsensical, it's hard to believe. But so we're harvesting what we've sown as a country in the last 2.5 years, and it's pathetic.
Since Biden took office, Iran's accessible foreign exchange reserves went from $6 billion mm-hmm. money they can get their hands on, which would be about the size of the Haiti's economy, to $70 billion plus.
Right.
And they were at 400,000 barrels of oil per day at $55 a barrel then, to now nearly 4 million barrels a day at $85 a barrel. So, and all of those funds end up supporting terrorism, do they not?
They absolutely do. And this nonsense, remember this $6 billion that the most recent $6 billion that was released out of a source or a bank in South Korea that Joe Biden released for Iran in a prison swap. So we give them some prisoners back, they give us some prisoners back. Oh, and by the way, here's $6 billion cash too that we've been holding for you in South Korea. That $6 billion, which is now being held in Qatar, it's my understanding, I hope that's true, and I hope they keep it, but that $6 billion, that used to be their whole economy, to your point. That $6 billion.
Yeah.
So that was just released as a ransom, in addition, an additional ransom. So that's one small symbol, not insignificant.
Hang tight. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. It is staggering. Question now is, what can Congress do about it? We'll talk about that coming up.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Action today for home cooking, grab and go convenience. I might go meatballs today. That sounds good, doesn't it? Euland. Cooking up the meatballs for home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. Tuna casserole on 45th. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish at that new Castleton location, which is a big hit in Castleton for breakfast and lunch. Loving it. Orange Chicken in Glendon, Chicken Dinner, MP Avenue, Chicken Fried Steak, 12th Avenue and I-29, Shepherd's Pie or Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're walking through how the U.S., specifically the Biden administration, can be directly blamed for funneling dollars to Iran that go to Hamas to do attacks like they did in Israel. It's really beyond comprehension that this is how it's happening.
You mean the old Biden administration?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, the old Biden administration. Kevin,
thank you.
In a lot of cases, there are obviously direct correlations between the Obama and the Biden administration, of course. Whether you think Obama's actually in charge of this administration or not, regardless, they are philosophically absolutely in lockstep. So much of what you're seeing, I would even back up a little further and go to Ukraine. Remember when Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014 and they took Crimea, Ukraine was asking for weapons to help fight back against Russia, and Barack Obama sent blankets. Well, then Donald Trump gets elected, and of course he takes a much harder stand. Even though he was working diplomatically with Russia, he sent Stinger missiles to Ukraine, and so everybody understood where he stood and where they were to stand, and there weren't problems. Then along comes Joe Biden, and basically sends the signal through the Afghan withdrawal, the botched Afghan withdrawal, that he's a pushover. And Vladimir Putin amasses 100,000 troops at the border and goes into Ukraine again. And given the weak response to that by Joe Biden, even though we had a lot of support for Ukraine and the Congress was appropriating money, he wasn't sending things nearly quickly enough. In fact, I've said all along, I think that Joe Biden was intending on helping Ukraine to lose gracefully rather than to win decisively. And here we are a year and a half later, almost 2 years later, and Ukraine is not only holding their own, but they've taken back about half the territory that Russia took. So now, you've got Hamas and Iran and Hezbollah looking at Joe Biden going, this guy is really easy to roll over. Let's attack Israel. Shoot, that's no big deal. And so you've already projected this weakness that Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping are looking at going, my gosh, this guy is weak. And that's what I worry about more than anything. When it comes to the sanctions on Iran, remembering that Barack Obama and Joe Biden, greenlit the whole Iranian nuclear deal and were big supporters and soft. Congress pushed against it, and then, of course, that issue led to some elections, including my own. The Iran nuclear deal was a big deal in my election. Well, then, when Donald Trump wins, he puts the hammer down, reinstates sanctions in 2019 and 20, and then Biden comes along, and then ends, of course, the Iran nuclear deal. Well, then Joe Biden gets elected and does it all. I mean, the guy has done nothing but send weak signals. And here's what gets me, you guys, and that is that the liberal media and the liberal institutional establishment likes to talk about how Joe Biden has restored America's respect in the world. No, he hasn't. He's projected weakness to the world, not respect. Yeah, they may like us better because we're no longer a threat to them, but they don't respect us anymore.
You know, the rapidly rising in with...
What's not to respect?
With, I don't know.
Anyway.
There you go. Thank you.
There's more of that this week.
Best one this last week was when he said, I'll never forget the time that...
Never mind.
Anyway.
I forgot. That was...
Classic.
So, let me ask you this. Can Congress do anything on the sanctions?
Well, we can. Remember, sanctions come from Congress. Congress establishes sanctions. And I'm on the Banking Committee, which actually has the most jurisdiction over sanctions because they come through the Treasury Department. So a lot of these sanctions are in place that aren't being enforced, and that's fairly common. You'll hear occasionally, Scotty, you'll hear about waivers, you know, sanction waivers. Sometimes there's occasional waivers. And presidents, when it comes to international affairs, by design, in some respects, we have a very strong executive branch. In some other areas, we have a less strong one. But when it comes to borders and international issues and whatnot, understandably, the executive branch has a lot of authority. So their authority largely comes from how sanctions are enforced. You might recall, gosh, you know, a year ago or better, that the Senate Republicans on the Banking Committee, led by then Pat, we were really pushing for secondary sanctions. I just always advocated for secondary sanctions on Russia. Then you see what happened. Russia's another good example where we put primary sanctions on them, prevented them from selling oil to us, but weren't putting secondary sanctions on a lot of their banks. We put some sanctions on their big banks, but not on a lot of the smaller banks. And so they just kept finding other ways around to do international business. And so when Senator Toomey, Pat Toomey, was pushing hard, he was pushing super hard for secondary sanctions. We've seen some increase in sanctions, but nothing that's crippled Russia's economy like you really need to cripple it. And that's where, with Iran right now, there should be no weakness whatsoever. We gotta break that country is what we've got to do. We've got to break that country. It's a lot better to break a country economically than it is to have to bomb them with missiles and fighter jets and shed human blood. So anyway, I think that's going to be the debate next week for sure.
Texter wants to know, has the Fargo Diocese Group returned home?
So the Fargo Diocese Group, they're not all home. They're all safe. They're all out of Israel. They all have, by the way, flights, which is good, but they're not necessarily home. So they might be in Dubai. They might be in various other places, they're in tranches, if you will. They're not all 80 or 84 on one airplane or anything like that, but they do all have flights home from other safe locations, and some of them are home, actually. So we're monitoring. I think we're down to about the last 14 that aren't home yet, but we monitor them one at a time all day long. I have my staff staying in touch with the individuals and monitoring them one by one to make sure that they all get home. We know they're all going to get home, but we still sort of want to walk them through that as they get here.
I want to ask you when we come back about reports that the Biden administration is telling American citizens in Israel, we'll do charter flights, but you're going to pay for them. And find that interesting in contrasting it to illegal immigrants being given free airfare travel wherever they want to go. Seems a little bizarre to me. Curious if that's an accurate report. Seeing quite a bit of it. More after this on What's on Your Mind with Senator Kevin Cramer.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
USA News Update. Steve Scalise bowing out of the race to become the next Speaker of the House. Senator Tommy Tuberville alerting Capitol Police earlier this week to what he called an attempt to encourage politically motivated assassination by former CIA and NSA Director General Michael Hayden because of his comments on social media the day before that Tuberville should be removed from the human race. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. Gaza getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israeli Defense Forces say they have mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah, a little shot of Jack. Besides that, can't complain. Just trying to do the dang thing. Might change the oil in my truck.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, back with Senator Kevin Cramer. We'll get to some of these texts that are coming in for the senator and other questions once we get past the news of the day, which is obviously what's happening in Israel. And also want to get your take on the speaker race and where that's at. So is this true that we're sending people a bill if the federal government helps evacuate them from Israel?
Yeah, that's actually federal law, that if the government has to fly people out with government assets, that, you know, that they would sign a promissory note, or, you know, depending on their financial situation, at least agree to pay the government back for the cost of that travel. And that's been around quite a while. There were a lot of repatriation issues during COVID as well, where some of that took place. So yeah, that is the law, and is as absurd as it sort of seems. It does seem to me that in a war situation like that, and when I say war situation, we're not talking about you chose to go to, Afghanistan or Baghdad or something. We're talking about Israel, which is, a very safe location, generally speaking, even though there are a lot of bad neighbors, obviously, around, and there's always some rocket attacks, but generally not a lot of fatal ones. Nothing like what was just experienced. It seems to me that there ought to be some ability to waive that, or at the very least shouldn't charge them any more than what their flight home was costing them anyway, if they're traveling, for example.
So, yeah, it is a puzzling contrast when you know that there are, we heard today, by the way, the UN is handing out cash to illegal immigrants further in Mexico, make their way up, and then, of course, they get here and a non-government organization hands them voucher and, you know, plane ticket and everything else. So it's that's a rich contrast.
The contrast is the most incredible part of the whole thing. On its surface, in a vacuum, the policy of the federal government regarding repatriating, you know, individuals in harm's way, you could say, well, not great, but okay, until you consider what you've just said, and that is that the government and NGOs are paying for people to get to the United States as deep as they want to get into it illegally, and that is the tragedy. My sense, Scott, and I have not, right now we're looking into the law to just see if there are opportunities for waivers and things like that, but beyond that, it does seem to me that if there's a need, this is one of those areas where you and I on our worst day could probably raise the money pretty easily to help people, because I think most people look at a situation like what I call the pilgrims from Fargo and Grand Forks, their situation, their scenario, that we all would be happy to help out. That said, they shouldn't have to live with the stress or the anxiety of, you know, gee, can I even afford to get home? And of course, everybody's going to do whatever they have to do to get home, but that doesn't alleviate their burden that's been added to an already very stressful and anxious situation and circumstance.
Texter says, how is the Senate handling the suspended Iran special envoy Rob Malley, who was placed on leave earlier this year for allegedly mishandling classified material and is under renewed scrutiny from defense hawks? He was also issuing checks to Iran.
Yeah, so he's under investigation. Obviously, he's been taken out of his job. He is under investigation, and we're watching it very carefully. In fact, yesterday when I was on Fox Business with Kudlow, my colleague Marco Rubio, who is the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, was on just ahead of me in the same segment. And between the Intelligence Committee and Foreign Relations Committee, they're watching it very, very closely, obviously. And this is something we warned about a long time ago with this administration, and they just sort of hung in there with them and come to find out that not only is he sort of an agent, but a significant spreader of misinformation, using his resources to spread propaganda. He was like a one-man propaganda band for Iran, all the while he's working for the United States. So, very serious concern. I mean, just see how easy it is. When you look at some of the things a patriotic U.S. citizen has to go through to be confirmed for certain jobs, and then you see this, you think, who in the heck is at the switch? You know, who's at the door watching this stuff?
Kevin, you got an off-air call. Let's roll that for Senator Kramer.
Yeah, Senator Kramer, I just want to know what you think. What do you think happened to the USS Liberty off the Mediterranean coast when Israel attacked it? I just want to get your thoughts on that. Thanks.
I don't know what happened to the USS Liberty when, quote, Israel attacked it. I'd have to do a little more research before I would answer that.
I didn't hear anything about that one.
Me either, yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. It was an attack. It was a Navy technical research ship. Anyway, I don't remember all of the details myself, but we can sure look at it and see what the circumstances have.
All right, Daniel took a call from someone that didn't want to go on the air but wanted to ask you why the Republicans didn't get more wall built if there was money already put aside for it.
The Republicans, I'm not really sure what that's supposed to mean, but why the Republicans didn't get more wall built.
I think what they're saying is because, Biden recently announced he had no choice but to build the wall because it was appropriated for that use. I think they're probably saying, why wouldn't it have just been built since the money was allocated for it during the Trump administration?
It was being built. Well, President Trump was president, and a lot of it got built. And as you know, there probably is no single member of Congress more involved in the building, literal building of the wall, than I was, as you know. And we don't have to recount all of that. But when Joe Biden became president, he stopped all of the wall building immediately. It was Republicans, keeping the issue in front of him, along, of course, I maintain, along with 8 million illegal immigrants who created a crisis that he couldn't even ignore eventually, where he finally went back to the law and said, you know what, we don't have any choice here. This was appropriated specifically for this. The Congressional Appropriations Committee members, the leadership haven't given us the waiver, if you will. I forget what the exact term is, the limitation to allow them to stop it. What's interesting about this whole issue to me is, on the one hand, Biden had the moment where he had to recant and start, some wall building again because it was appropriated by law specifically for that purpose. And then when he was called out on it for his hypocrisy, He comes back and says, oh, I don't want to build the wall. I just have to build the wall. This was not a change of position by the administration or heart. And it's almost like on the one hand, he wanted to take credit, and then on the other hand, he didn't want to take the blame. And this is what happens when you have no principles or convictions whatsoever. But it's clear his real conviction is he didn't want to do it. He just had to do it because of the law and because Republicans kept pushing the fact that that the law required him to do it. And I would submit to you a big part of that is because Republicans took the control of the House of Representatives. So they could no longer get the appropriations chairman, if you will, who chairman of the Appropriations Committee, by the way, have a good deal of authority between appropriations, seasons and sessions regarding I forget the term again, but there's a term of art related to some waivers and things like that on spending. They lost that when the Republicans took the House, although right now the Republicans don't act like they're in control of the House.
Joan in Moorhead, a couple of questions for Senator Kramer. She tells us, go ahead, Joan, what are your questions?
Yeah, the first one is, well, I probably will only get one in, but Michael Yon, if anybody's familiar with him, he's a war reporter, and he's been working down in around the Darien Gap quite a bit, talking about how they're clearing that out, they're putting new highways, they're putting some bridges, not the best bridges, but bridges that'll be able to funnel people through very quickly. They're thinking that when this is done, there could be close to 300,000 people coming through, and then eventually by 2025 there'll be a million people a month. That's a month. And there's so many of them. If they can get to South America, like everybody knows, like from the terrorist countries, they can get up to the United States, no problem. But they're saying that there's Hezbollah and Hamas. A lot of them are in Venezuela and other countries. They speak perfect English. They seem like those are residents of those countries, but they're terrorists that are coming up. And I'm just wondering why it is that once Congress could get things working good and they could stop funding whatever it is on the border, that they could stop funding everything possibly, why they're not, well, it's not, you're not the one to ask, but if they get that passed, would every one of you senators, plus a couple Democrats, vote to defund all the garbage that's going on that southern border? And, you know, that could be stopped within a couple of days if people really put their minds to it. But then I'm sure Biden would not pass it. But then shut down the government. Who cares? They can easily shut down the government. When they did it in 2013, Mitch McConnell gets up there, the person that you said has iron in his veins or steel in his veins, he said that nothing good happened when they shut down the government in 2013. But in 2014, the Congress won like over 60 seats after they shut the government down. So people need to have courage to do so. And
okay, Joan, appreciate that. I'm going to let Senator Kramer answer that.
So, Joan had a whole bunch of things there. I might go to where she ended a little bit with regard to 2013 government shutdown. In 2014, Republicans didn't make big victories. And the reason Republicans made big victories was because in 2013, Obamacare was implemented. Remember? So I think it was, Abraham Lincoln that said that the best way to kill a really bad bill is to let it be implemented. And that's what happened with Obamacare. And that's what led to the 2014 victories for Republicans. When the government was shut down in 2013, and I was in the House at the time, and we voted multiple times to fund the government but repeal Obamacare, and the Senate could never get that done. And so nothing good did happen to the country, to the people. Everything that was shut down, that anytime anything's shut down in the government, it all gets paid for in the reopening of the government, and it costs a lot more to pay for the things that were shut down than it would have been to maintain them. And so I don't know exactly specifically what Mitch might have been talking about in that case, but nothing great does. Nothing really good happens in a shutdown. And certainly what I think she's a little confused though about the southern border. On one hand, she doesn't want anything funded down there. On the other hand, if we don't fund things, we don't have border protection, we don't have walls. So I'm
all right,
a little confused.
Final segment coming up.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkin counties, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Bottineau County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedinger counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota land auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. And this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Lightning round here with Senator Kevin Cramer. Last chance at 701-271-1100. Your questions or comments? You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, none of what's going on in the world today would be happening if the 2020 election hadn't been stolen. What are you, as my elected representative, going to do to make sure it does not happen in 2024? That is all that matters.
Well, it is, first of all, it's not all that matters, because we have a day-to-day running of a government of the United States of America that's really, really critical. The last election was very successful in North Dakota because we know how to run elections in North Dakota. With regard to what we've done to prevent try to prevent the elections being corrupted is, first thing we've done is prevented Nancy Pelosi from passing a federalization of elections, something that she passed, you know, three or four times in the U.S. House, sent it over to the Senate, and we were able to not pass it, largely because all 50 United States senators who are Republican opposed it, as well as not even opposed to the issue so much as two Democrats at the time opposed changing the rules in the Senate that would have allowed Democrats to pass it with 50 votes plus the vice president. And one of those is Kyrsten Sinema, who's now an independent, as you know. Kyrsten actually supports federalizing the elections and prohibiting states from you know, not allowing ballot harvesting, for example, which I believe the ballot harvesting issue is the number one way that you can legally steal an election, if you will. The states that allow ballot harvesting, especially states that allow no limit to ballot harvesting. If you've seen the movie 2,000 Mules, you saw ballot harvesting at its worst. And between the pandemic and the changing of laws and certain states, that was prevalent. That, and then even just the liberalization of early voting, vote by mail, non-excuse voting, some of the things that we do here in North Dakota. Now, I'd say vote by mail in North Dakota, or absentee voting in North Dakota is still pretty secure because the clerks that receive the ballots or the ballots and the ballot applications, in these rural townships and counties actually know the person that's writing and asking for it. But in larger, more populated areas, they don't. The other thing she wanted to do in her law that would have federalized elections was, prohibit states from prohibiting or from requiring voter identification. Can you imagine? I mean, they wanted to literally federalize a prohibition on states requiring voter ID. So the last thing we want to do is that. I think a lot of these states, Georgia included, Arizona included, they've passed pretty rigorous, voter laws that have stood up, by the way, to the federal courts. Federal courts, there have been several attempts by liberals to overturn these laws in the various states, and they've been upheld for the most part. So we don't want to make it a congressional issue. We do not want to make elections a federal issue.
News out just now that House Republicans this morning rejected a proposal designed to help ensure their pick for Speaker had the support needed to prevail on the floor. GOP lawmakers voted to table a plan to require 217 of the 221 House Republicans to agree on their next leader before any speakership vote on the floor. So that's the latest out of the conference. What do you?
You know why they want to do that? Here's what's so bizarre to me, Scott. First of all, we've got too many House Republicans who think the institution exists for them instead of them for the institution. They are less than 0.25% of the House of Representatives individually. It's collectively that things matter. But you can't be collective if you can't be united. And I'm convinced that there are some really knuckleheaded Republicans in the House of Representatives who think that their appearances on television are more important than running the most significant and strongest country in the world. When we talk about the weakness that is projected by Joe Biden to the world, this is another sign of weakness. And it's coming from unfortunately, the House Republicans. What they wanted to do, see, there are a lot of them that don't want to vote on the floor. You know why they don't want to vote on the floor? They don't want people to know who they voted for. That's the only reason. There were a number of people yesterday that I saw, Steve Womack, chief among them from Arkansas, who wanted to bring Steve Scalise to the floor for a vote. But remember, floor votes are not anonymous. They're not secret ballot. And I think sometimes you've got to flesh out who the problem children are. So I'm disappointed that they weren't able to change some rules. They'd better change some rules, because the idea that one rump member could call to vacate the Speaker of the House is not sustainable. That's not leadership.
One other question quickly here on the Middle East situation. A listener says, this is from Joe, sounds like Saudi Arabia is threatening to stop the gas supply to the world relating to events in Palestine.
Yeah.
Heard anything about that?
So interesting. I've not, but I've been, probably before the day is out, we'll call the Saudi ambassador, Princess Rima. I know her quite well. I'd like to sort of get her take on the politics of the situation. We have a good relationship. She's very honest with me when it comes to the nuance that they have to play in Saudi Arabia to maintain peace there, while at the same time, Saudi Arabia's negotiations with Israel for normal relationship that's largely sparked, this attack on Israel by Iran and Hamas, because they want to disrupt any efforts for peace between Arab states and Israeli states. And that's why we have to go after Iran and stop them, and we have to negotiate with our friends in Saudi Arabia. But if Saudi Arabia blocks the movement of gas or oil, that's going to be good prices up in Arabia.
We'll leave it there for this week. Thanks for the time, as always. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless. Folks, have a great weekend.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.